Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 16 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs to own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show. Well, we're meeting with the CEO of Premium Service Brands, Paul Flick. And Paul built Premium Service Brands on a belief that ordinary isn't ordained. Paul founded 360 Painting in 2006, and the brand quickly grew into one of the top painting franchises in the nation. And today, Premium Brands is a portfolio of franchise concepts that include 360 Degrees Painting, Prolift Garage Doors, Made Right, Kitchen Wise and Closet Wise, Window Gang, Rubbish Works Junk Removal, The Grout Medic, House Doctors, and Ruderman. We're going to talk to Paul about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you're listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 16 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs to own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show. Well, today we're meeting with the CEO of Premium Service Brands, Paul Flick. And Paul built Premium Service Brands on a belief that ordinary isn't ordained. And Paul founded 360 Degrees Painting in 2006, and the brand quickly grew into one of the top painting franchises in the nation. Hi, Paul. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Marty. Thanks for having me.
This is my pleasure, Paul. It's a privilege to finally have you on the show today. You know, we always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Paul?
Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay, nice. Okay, so you're not that far away. We're in Easton, Pennsylvania, Paul. And, you know, we kind of told a little bit, we gave a little bit of a hint of the history, you know, of Premium Service Brands. I thought, you know, maybe we can go back to 2006, you know, and what was going on at that time.
Sure. I mean, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I got my first taste of that during my university days and running a student painting company. And then decided that that's what I wanted to do and started 360 Painting in the late fourth quarter of 2006 with the vision of always having multiple brands.
That's great. So did you picture in the early days, Paul, I mean, when you first got involved in all of this, I mean, did you picture franchising? Was that in the picture?
It was, you know, because my experience was either in franchising, painting specifically, or it was with Coca-Cola, which I was previously at. So it would be a lot less capital intensive for me to get into franchising than compete against Coca-Cola. So franchising was really just what I knew and what I could start.
Yeah, no, I think that's wonderful. And how do you, let's say, Paul, you were at like, let's say it was a franchise show in Las Vegas or New York or Washington, and you had a booth there for premium service brands, and someone came up to the booth and they said, so, you know, who's premium brands? What do you guys do? How do you typically respond to the question?
Yeah, I mean, we are premium service brands as a holding company for 9 different service lines. All being franchise systems. They all are focused on the same end user. We compete in an over a half a trillion dollar market annually, and it's dominated by Chuck in a Truck. So if we can provide a great customer experience, then we're able to cross-market that customer that may have had their house painted by 360 Painting, but that's customer is also a customer that's going to hire a company to clean their house or do handyman work. So we're able to cross-market our other services in that area. It's a low overhead. It's a high-margin business. Some of the brands use subcontractors. Others are employees. So there's a lot of great things about the home service business because of the low overhead. There's no retail space. There's no inventory that is typically needed, and if there is, it's very minimal. So it's just a great, robust industry to be a part of.
Yeah, I agree too, Paul. You know, it's I love the expression, you know, Chuck in a Truck, you know, because it makes me wonder sometimes, Paul, how, you know, and I'm sure you had experience with this in the early days, you know, but I mean, when it comes to things like marketing, sales, customer service. I often wonder how sometimes these one individuals, how they handle all that. And premium service brands, as you mentioned, I mean, they do the marketing for you and the customer service, and that's important. It allows, and I think I've heard you say this before, allows your franchisees to work on the business and not in the business. Maybe you could talk a little bit about, you know, the marketing and things like that, because I think that's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as far as Chuck in a Truck goes, there's a lot of great mom-pop, you know, businesses out there. But they're doing everything from answering the phone, you know, deploying marketing initiatives, managing, hiring. And it's really difficult to scale your business without having the tools to do some of that for you. So marketing is obviously a critical component to any service business. You have to acquire a customer, provide them a great experience. And then hopefully get repeat and referral business. So, you know, there are definitely traditional ways you can go about Angie's List, Home Advisors, Porch. You set up, you know, pay-per-click campaigns through Google, social media. But then we really encourage our franchise partners to get involved in the community, you know, be an I group, sponsor little league teams, you know, be a part of a charitable organization. So it's not just one thing you count on. It's a bunch of things you deploy, and then you track and manage those initiatives. Find out which ones work. Find out which ones, even more importantly, don't work, so you don't keep investing in that. And you're able to really do that through our platform that manages the KPIs to be able to track and manage your business.
You talked about the platforms, Paul, and I imagine, you know, technology is a big part of premium service brands. You know, how you're using it today versus when you know, as an individual was using technology in 2006. So, I mean, maybe talk a little bit about, you know, how you use technology today at premium service brands.
Yeah, technology we invest in heavily. I think we have best-in-class software through our partnership with ServiceTitan. I think it's the best field software, so franchise partners can use it to do quotes, use it to track and manage their business. But we're also using a lot of technology when it comes to marketing as well, such as the pay-per-click. Right. We use Emma, Raleo, Consumer Fusion. Those are all things that help with reviews, online reputation, Google ranking. So all those things, you need systems in place in order for you to succeed at those channels. So we have all that in place.
Right. Yeah, and that's so important. And I'm thinking about, you know, I'm looking at, you know, all the different industries that you're part of, Paul. I mean, it's really amazing. I guess it's safe to say that you're part of a big industry. I mean, we're thinking home repair and improvement, but when I'm thinking of, like, you know, just the painting industry or garages or the maid service industry or windows, I mean, it's safe to say you're part of many big industries, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, all of these are massive industries. Painting alone is, you know, $70 to $80 billion annually.
Right.
You know, but you group them all together and you're over $500 billion on an annualized basis. And that continues to grow. It grew through the pandemic. And it's just, you know, people are spending more time at home and want to invest where they're spending their time.
Yeah, agreed. Here's a tough question for you, Paul, but since 2006, you know, when you started a company, it's going to be hard to narrow it down to one single answer, but what's been one of the most interesting things that's happened to you since launching Premium Service Brands?
Yeah, I think it's probably my partnership with Susquehanna Private Capital back in March, this month of 2001. They acquired 20% of the company, and it really allowed us to really invest in systems, you know, invest in people, because that is our biggest asset. We don't manufacture or have warehousing. I mean, the assets, our biggest assets are the people who work here. So it allowed us to really invest in the company through systems and people. But Susquehanna was probably the biggest, you know, I guess, experience I've gone through since founding Premium Service Brands.
Wow. And what's important to you, Paul? I mean, when taking on a new franchisee for Premium Service Brands, I mean, are there any types of characteristics or traits that you feel are important that would be a good match for a franchisee for Premium?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got to have good communication skills, because you're going to be dealing with customers, managing crews. You need to be organized. You know, time is everything, and the more organized you are, the more time, and it'll be more effective. A work ethic, something I can't give you. You know, just because you buy a franchise doesn't mean, you know, everybody shows up. It's going to require an effort. It's going to require an investment, so you got to make sure you're capitalized properly. And then just character and integrity. You know, that one franchise partner is part of 400 or 500 other franchisees under Premium Service Brands. So managing the brand, making sure you're delivering on your promises, you know, impacts all the franchise partners in that system.
Yeah. I've always often wondered too, Paul, when, you know, thinking of, you know, these umbrella of brands, you know, for your franchisees, because sometimes, you know, franchisees, of course, they want to grow from one single unit and they want to become a multi-unit franchisee. But do you find that, I mean, or is there opportunity? So if someone was a franchisee to 360 Painting, I mean, would they consider taking on another one of the brands, like whether it was like Window Gang or Grout Medic or House Doctors? Do you find that, or do they typically stick with the same brand that they're in?
So, I mean, historically, they've always stuck within the same brand that they bought into. And my vision, however, was always to have franchise partners own multiple brands.
Right.
But that was difficult until we transitioned all of our brands over to the same platform.
Right.
So that was completed in 2023.
Okay.
And now that somebody taking on, so if they own a House Doctors, and they want to take on Window Gang or ProLift Doors or Made Right, they can, and they're working in the same ecosystem. So they're not having a couple of different platforms. So that has become very popular within our franchise partners. Instead of going wide where, you know, you spend a lot of time driving and logistically for not just you, but the franchisee, but the crews. This allows you to stay more focused, condensed. And, you know, when you get into somebody's home and you deliver on your promise, now you can talk to them about the other services you have to offer. And we're really starting to see this through our own internal platform, which is consumer-driven, called Nesto. And Nesto really is our consumer platform.
That's something. What about training, Paul? I mean, is the training in one central location? Because you have all these different brands now. I mean, so does it typically come down to headquarters for that? Like, how does that work when someone does become a franchisee?
Yeah, training is held here in Charlottesville. It's actually 3 weeks. One week is onboarding, which is virtual. But that's where we've onboarded you onto all the systems, introduced you to the vendors, make sure that your business is set up properly. And then the second week is virtual training. And virtual training is really everything that you're going to hear in the classroom training, which is the following week. So it's three consecutive weeks, with the last week being here in Charlottesville. All of our trainings are agnostic. So you may have a house doctor, a maid write, a pro lift, a 360 painting in there. And then when it comes to specific services or anything specific to that brand, we do breakout groups. So you're focused on what you're offering your services. But it's a very comprehensive training. And then after training's done here in Charlottesville, then they go through what we call the launch program. And that's where they're focused. They're working with a coach virtually on a day-to-day basis to ensure they're executing on their business plan to ensure that they hit their goals.
Yeah, I think that's well said. And, you know, I'm thinking about a typical day for probably any one of, it doesn't matter what part of the, which brand you're part of, Paul, but I'm thinking, you know, I guess one of the similarities, it seemed like it's important to you in listening to previous interviews you've done, is that, you know, the one commonality, no matter what brand it is that your franchisees are working on the business and not in the business.
That's correct. If you want to buy yourself a job, this is not what we want, and we're not set up for that. We want people to run a business where they are looking at their KPIs, they're tracking, managing their business, managing crews, but not in it day to day. We really want them to scale so they hit their personal financial goals.
That's great. You've been doing this for a long time now, Paul. So when I have someone on the show like yourself, I mean, I have to ask you, you know, what advice would you give to our listeners? We call our listeners aspiring franchisepreneurs. It seems like most of them have it in their mind that they would like to get into franchising. But in 2024, I think it's a little bit more challenging because there's so many brands out there today compared to, like, let's say 20 years ago. I mean, so from everything you've learned up to this point, what advice would you give to our listeners then in their quest to buy a franchise?
Yeah, you know, just to make sure you're doing your homework. Make sure that you are visiting their head office. Make sure you are breaking bread, so to speak, with the staff that's going to be there to train you and support you. Make sure the infrastructure is in place. There's a lot of emerging brands that do a great job of selling franchises, but do a really lousy job of training and supporting. You know, I've seen the evolution of premium service brands from 2006 to today, and the vast difference this company is because of the support, because of the systems we have in place. And that's really important because, you know, you're going to have challenging days in business. It's not going to be like a hockey stick where revenue goes straight up. And you want to make sure the people that you're going into partnership, because that's the way we look at it. Franchisees, we refer to at premium service brands as franchise partners. We have goal alignment. The better they do, the better we do, the more assets we can create to help them run a better business, the better they're going to do, which obviously we take a royalty on. So just do your homework. Make sure that you are meeting with the franchisors. Go to their home office. See what infrastructure they have in place before making your decision.
Yeah, I think that's great advice, Paul. And I'm kind of thinking about if we could look into a crystal ball, Paul, and I'm not sure you'll be able to answer the question, but if it's 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, or 10 years down the road, I would suspect that there's probably going to be additional brands that become part of premium service brands. And I know you probably can't, you know, give me all that information, but is that in the future? I mean, looking at different industries.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Our last acquisition we completed in May of last year, Window
okay.
Gang. And
right.
we will continue to look for complementary services that are focused
mm-hmm.
on the same end user. So we're able to leverage them through our platform, MyNesto. But, yeah, acquisitions are a big part of our growth. It's a big part of scaling. But nothing
yeah.
is more important than franchisee scaling. Because if they
right.
scale, that means the franchisor
right.
is scaling. So we definitely want to look at acquisitions and look to see that, you know, the management's in place is good, their systems are good, their franchisees are happy. But our number one focus is making sure our franchise partners scale.
That's wonderful. What's the best way, Paul, for our listeners to get more information on premium service brands? Of course, as the franchise opportunity, but maybe even all the different brands and services that you provide. Is there any like websites you can kind of direct our listeners to?
Yeah, I think all of our brands are on our premium service brands website, and
mm-hmm.
that's premium service and then brands plural.com, premiumservicebrands.com.
That's wonderful. And I really enjoyed talking to you today, Paul. I would like to invite you back over the next year or two as you continue to grow, because I think all the different services that you provide to your franchisees is really, it's very impressive to me. So would like to have you back again in the future.
I would welcome it. Really appreciate you, Marty, and your time, and look forward to reconnecting.
Thank you. Thank you. This has been my pleasure, Paul. And we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews. Coming up in our next segment, we'll be playing a clip from our Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com. Or you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews many years now, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on this show. So picture this scenario. You just started a company, and you need to hire a chief marketing officer, chief financial officer, and chief operating officer. How much do you think it'll cost to achieve this task? What if you could start a company that immediately has these positions already filled in place and ready to go? Would you be interested? Well, today's great quote in franchising comes from Ben Crosby of Franchise Development for the Drip Bar Franchise Opportunity. And Ben discusses this notion on this Great Quotes in Franchising podcast. So here we go with Ben Crosby of the Drip Bar Franchise Opportunity.
Advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? Because there is so much out there today, there's more to choose from. Mm-hmm. It could be a little confusing to someone who's new to getting involved in franchising. So what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
Yeah, be open-minded.
Yeah.
Talk and
yeah.
learn through the business first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we on the brand dev side things, but most should be looking to educate the consumer first and
right.
the prospects, because at
yeah.
the end of the day, if you understand and have a passion for whatever business it is,
right.
You have a higher chance of being successful. Franchising
right.
is a great opportunity because you're really partnering with a C-level team.
Right.
Confirming that they're actually a C-level team is very
right.
important as well. When you're
sure.
a prospect looking around, you don't want to be sold, you know, a false hope, false promises.
Right.
But
right.
If everything is checks off, you appreciate and understand the business and you like the team that's there to support you, really in the early times, focus on working with the team. You know, get rid of all the distractions in the periphery. Work with the team, be transparent, be motivated to be successful, and a good franchise system will give you all the tools in order to be successful.
Yeah, I like it. I haven't heard that before in 14 years, Ben. As you mentioned, you know, to partner with C-level partners. You know what I mean? That's right. You don't don't get that experience when you go into your own business, you know? And I think that's really – if you'd like to hear that whole interview with Ben Crosby of the Drift Bar Franchise Opportunity, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com and go to our Franchise Interviews Listed Alphabetically page, or you can go to our Franchise Interviews Listed by Category page, and you can go under Health and Fitness. And lastly, we'd just like to thank everyone for making this podcast such a big hit. And we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.